It was a magnificent day in Rome this Palm Sunday. The sky was a clear, bright blue, and the pilgrim faithful gathered in their scores of thousands waved their palms and olive branches as they bathed in sunlight. The cobbled square was dug up before the obelisk in the center, and an olive tree was planted. Deacons, priests, and bishops in solemn procession went before the Holy Father, who blessed the palms and olives of the people, saying, "We are as Jerusalem's citizens of old, who greet their Lord and King."
Ci associamo alla folla dei discepoli che in gioia festosa accompagnano il Signore nel suo ingresso in Gerusalemme.
The Pope called the procession an expression of joy because we can know Christ, because he allows us to be his friends and gives us the key to life.
Anche noi abbiamo visto e vediamo tuttora i prodigi di Cristo.
The Pope added, "Yes, we have seen and still see the wonders of Christ, how he leads men and women to give up the comfort of their own lives and put themselves completely at the service of those who are suffering, how he gives men and women the courage to oppose violence and lies and make room in the world for truth, how he in secret leads men and women to do good for others, to seek reconciliation where there was hate, to make peace where there was conflict.
A suscitare la riconciliazione dove c'era l'odio."
Pope Benedict continued the tradition started by John Paul II and dedicated Palm Sunday to the young who were out in force in the square. The Pope urged young people to live pure, innocent lives.
Mani innocenti sono mani che non vengono usate.
The Holy Father said, "To be in the presence of God, we need innocent hands and pure hearts." Pope Benedict said, "Innocent hands are hands that are not used for acts of violence. They are hands that are not sullied by corruption and bribes." Pope Benedict said, "Our hearts are pure when they are not stained by lies and hypocrisy." A heart is pure when it is estranged from the intoxication of pleasure, a heart for whom love is true and not just the passion of a moment. The Holy Father said, "With the cross, Christ burst open the door to God, the door between God and humanity.
Ora essa è aperta."
Now the door is open. But also from the other side, our Lord is knocking with his cross. He is knocking on the world's door, on the door to our hearts, which all too often remain too closed to God. In an appeal to all those who in the world are indifferent to God, Pope Benedict said, "Christ has this to say:
Guarda a me.
If the proof that God gives you of his existence in creation fails to open you to him, if God's word and the church's message leave you indifferent, then look at me, at the God who made himself flesh to suffer for you, with you. See that I suffer for your love and open yourself to me and God the Father."
E questo l'appello.
I'm Chris Altieri.